Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Asking for a little respect or just the right to cast a ballot can get you beaten and tossed into jail if you're not careful. Just ask the women's suffragist movement of the early 20th century. They were hung and beaten in jail cells, forced to eat rancid food, and choked by guards. What was the crime that called for such extreme measures? These women had the temerity to picket the White House in their effort to win the vote. According to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, in 1920, a group of suffragists were jailed for picketing the White House, carrying signs asking for the right to vote. But they weren't simply jailed. 40 prison guards wielding clubs went on a rampage against the 33 women. They beat one woman suffragist leader, Lucy Burns, and chained her hands to the cell bars above her head and left her hanging for the night, bleeding and gasping for air. Thus unfolded the so-called Night of Terror on November 15, 1917, when Whitaker, the warden at the Algonquin Workhouse in Virginia, ordered his guards to teach a lesson to the suffragists imprisoned there because they dared to picket Woodrow Wilson's White House for the right to vote. For weeks, the women's only water came from an open pail. Their food, all of it a kind of colorless slop, was infested with worms. When one of the leaders, Alice Paul, embarked on a hunger strike, they tied her to a chair, forced a tube down her throat, and poured liquid into her until she vomited. She was tortured like this for weeks. Ellen Brannan, a surviving suffragist, later testified, "I firmly believe that Whitaker had determined to attack us as part of the government's plan to suppress picketing. The attack's perfectly unexpected ferocity stunned us. Whitaker, in the center of the room, directed the whole attack, inciting the guards to every brutality. The women were kicked, they were dragged, they were choked, and they were punched." But the suffragists ultimately prevailed. The women's right to vote was finally approved by Congress on June 4, 1919, and was ratified on August 18, 1920. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.